Welcome to another edition of the Monetary and Credit Information Review, MCIR. This monthly periodical of the Reserve Bank helps keep abreast with new developments and important policy initiatives taken by the Reserve Bank during the month of January in the world of money and credit. MCIR can be accessed at https://mcir.rbi.org.in as well as by scanning the QR code. Through this communication tool, we aim to share information, educate, and stay in touch while ensuring factual accuracy and consistency in disseminating the information. We welcome your feedback at mcir@rbi.org.in. Regulation. Discussion paper on prudential norms of commercial banks. The Reserve Bank on January 24, 2022 released the discussion paper on review of prudential norms for classification, valuation and operations of investment portfolio of commercial banks on its website www.rbi.org.in for comments from banks, market participants and other stakeholders by February 15, 2022. The discussion paper proposes to comprehensively align the prudential framework with global standards while retaining some elements considering the domestic context. The key proposals are: A. The investment portfolio shall be categorized into three categories, namely held to maturity HTM, available for sale AFS, and fair value through profit and loss account FVTPL. Within FVTPL, held for trading HFT shall be a subcategory aligned with the specifications of trading book as per the Basel III framework. B. Only debt instruments with fixed or determinable payments and fixed maturity with the intent of holding till maturity shall be classified under HTM. Non-SLR securities such as corporate bonds which satisfy these criteria can therefore be permitted to be held in HTM. As an exception, investments in equity shares of subsidiaries, associates and joint ventures shall also be carried out at cost at HTM. C. The ceiling on investments in HTM as a percentage to total investments, as also the ceiling on SLR securities that can be held in HTM, shall be dispensed with. However, the controls for sales out of HTM, barring certain existing exemptions, shall be tightened to ensure that basic principles and tenets for classification of securities as HTM and valuing them at cost is not invalidated. D. Debt instruments which the bank intends to either hold till maturity or sell before maturity shall be eligible for AFS. Banks shall also have the irrevocable option to classify equity investments at initial recognition under AFS. E. FVTPL is the residual category, that is, all investments that do not qualify for inclusion in HTM or AFS shall be categorized as FVTPL. Illustratively, investments in securitization receipts, SRs, mutual funds, alternate investment funds, equity shares excluding certain exceptions, derivatives including those undertaken for hedging, which do not have any contractually specified periodic cash flows that are solely payments of principal and interest on principal outstanding, SPPI criterion, shall be classified as FVTPL. Factoring Regulation Act 2011. The Reserve Bank on January 20, 2022 issued the following regulations by exercising the powers conferred under the Factoring Regulation Act. 1. Registration of Factors, Reserve Bank Regulations 2022, issued by the notification dated January 14, 2022. Registration of Assignment of Receivables, Reserve Bank Regulations 2022, issued by the notification dated January 14, 2022. Under the provisions of the above-mentioned regulations, the Reserve Bank permitted all existing non-deposit-taking NBFC investment and credit companies, NBFC ICCs, asset size of 1,000 crore rupees and above to undertake factoring business subject to the satisfaction of certain conditions. This will increase the number of NBFCs eligible to undertake factoring business significantly from 7 to 182. Other NBFC ICCs can also undertake factoring business by registering as NBFC factor. Eligible companies may apply to Reserve Bank for seeking registration under the Act. Further, in respect of trade receivables financed through a trade receivables discounting system, TREDS, the particulars of assignment of receivables shall be filed with the central registry on behalf of the factors by the TREDS concerned within 10 days. Basel III framework. The Reserve Bank on January 6, 2022 decided to increase the threshold limit for deposits and other extension of funds made by the non-banking financial small business customers from 5 crore rupees to 7.5 crore rupees for the purpose of maintenance of the liquidity coverage ratio LCR. This is done with an objective to better align our extant guidelines with Basel Committee on Banking Supervision Standards and enable banks to manage liquidity risk more effectively. This modification is also applicable to deposits and other extension of funds received from small business customers referred to in circular dated May 17, 2018 on Basel III Framework on Liquidity Standards Net Stable Funding Ratio NSFR Final Guidelines. This circular is applicable to all commercial banks other than regional rural banks, local area banks and payment banks. Bank finance to NBFCs. The Reserve Bank on January 5, 2022 issued a master circular on bank finance to non-banking financial companies with consolidated instructions up to January 4, 2022. Domestic systemically important banks. The Reserve Bank on January 4, 2022 announced a list of domestic systemically important banks, DSIBs. SBI, ICICI Bank and HDFC Bank continue to be identified as domestic systemically important banks, DSIBs, under the same bucketing structure as the previous year. The additional Common Equity Tier 1 CET requirement for DSIBs was phased from April 1, 2016 and became fully effective from April 1, 2019. The additional CET1 requirement will be in addition to the capital conservation buffer. Amalgamation scheme. The Government of India on January 25, 2022 sanctioned and notified the scheme for amalgamation of the Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank Limited, PMC Bank, with Unity Small Finance Bank Limited, USFBL. All the branches of PMC Bank will function as branches of Unity Small Finance Bank Limited with effect from this date. The scheme of amalgamation envisages takeover of assets and liabilities of PMC Bank, including deposits by USFBL, in terms of the provisions of the scheme. Inclusion in the second schedule. The Reserve Bank on January 4, 2022 included Airtel Payments Bank Limited in the second schedule of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, YD notification dated December 2, 2021 and published in the Gazette of India dated January 1 to January 7, 2022. CIC's Amendment Regulations 2021. The Reserve Bank on January 5, 2022 released eligibility criteria for entities to be categorized as specified user for the credit information companies under Clause J of Regulation 3 of the Credit Information Companies Amendment Regulation 2021. This is in subsequent to the Credit Information Companies Amendment Regulations 2021 published in the Gazette of India, YD notification dated November 29, 2021. Payment and Settlement System, Small Value Digital Payments. The Reserve Bank on January 3, 2022 placed on its website the Framework for Facilitating Small Value Digital Payments in Offline Mode. The framework incorporates the feedback received from pilot experiments on offline transactions conducted in different parts of the country during the period from September 2020 to June 2021. An offline digital payment means a transaction which does not require internet or telecom connectivity. Under this new framework, such payments can be carried out face-to-face proximity mode using any channel or instrument like cards, wallets, and mobile devices. Such transactions would not require an additional factor of authentication AFA. Since the transactions are offline, alerts by way of SMS and or email will be received by the customer after a time lag. Transactions are subject to a limit of 200 rupees per transactions and an overall limit of 2000 rupees for all transactions until the balance in the account is replenished. Balance replenishment can only occur in an online mode. Offline mode of payment can be enabled only after obtaining specific consent of the customer. Customers shall enjoy protection under the provisions of circulars limiting customer liability issued by Reserve Bank as amended from time to time. Banker to Government Retail Direct Scheme Market Making. The Reserve Bank on January 4, 2022 published a market making arrangement under the RBI Retail Direct Scheme to provide liquidity in the secondary market by enabling the primary dealers to remain present on the NDS OM platform Odd Lot and requests for quote segments throughout the market hours and responds to buy or sell requests from Retail Direct JILT account holders. The RBI Retail Direct scheme was launched on November 12, 2021 to provide one-stop access to facilitate investment in government securities by retail investors. Consumer Education and Protection Integrated Ombudsman Scheme 2022. The Reserve Bank on January 12, 2022 released the annual report of the Ombudsman Scheme for the year 2021. The report has been prepared for the nine-month period, that is July 1, 2020 to March 31, 2021, in alignment with a change in the financial year of the Reserve Bank from July to June to April to March with effect from July 1, 2020. The annual report covers the activities under the Banking Ombudsman Scheme 2006 BOS, the Ombudsman Scheme for Non-Banking Financial Companies 2018 OSNBFC, and Ombudsman Scheme for Digital Transaction 2019 OSDT, major developments and way forward in the area of consumer protection. Some highlights from the annual report are as follows. A. Activities under BOS, OSNBFC and OSDT. 1. The volume of complaints received under all three ombudsman scheme increased by 22.27% on an annualized basis and stood at 303,107 during the reported period. 2. The BOS accounted for 90.13% of the total complaints, that is 273,204, received under the three ombudsman schemes. The number of complaints received under OSNBFC and OSDT stood at 8.89% and 0.98% respectively of the total number of complaints. 3. The major areas of complaints under the BOS pertain to A. ATM or debit cards, B. mobile electronic banking, and C. credit cards, which collectively accounted for 42.74% of the total number of complaints as compared to 44.65% in the previous year. Under the OSNBFC, major areas of complaints were A. non-adherence to the Fair Practices Code, B. non-observance to RBI directions, and C. levy of charges without prior notice, accounting for 75.32% of the complaints as compared to 63.23% in the previous year. 4. The overall disposal rate improved to 96.59% from 92.52% in the previous year, despite high volume of complaints, which can be attributed to the end-to-end digitization of complaint processing in CMS. 5. Of the maintainable complaints, 72.67% were resolved by mutual agreement, that is, through intervention of the Ombudsman offices, conciliation and mediation efforts. B. Important developments during the year 2021. During the year, Consumer Education and Protection Department, CEPD, undertook the following initiatives for strengthening the grievance redress system. 1. A comprehensive framework on strengthening of grievance redress mechanism in banks, comprising of enhanced disclosure on customer complaints, recovery of cost of redress by ombudsmen from the banks for the complaints received in excess of the respective peer group averages, and annual review of grievance redress mechanism of the banks was instituted. 2. Substantial groundwork for integrating the three ombudsman schemes into the Reserve Bank Integrated Ombudsman Scheme, RBIOS 2021, setting up of the Centralized Receipt and Processing Center along with a contact center, revamping CMS in the wake of launch of RBIOS 2021, and initiatives for improving effectiveness in resolution of consumer complaints was undertaken. The RBIOS has since been launched by the Honorable Prime Minister on November 12, 2021. 3. Education and awareness campaigns were undertaken through print and electronic media. C. Way forward. During the year April 1, 2021 to March 31, 2022, the following activities are planned. 1. Intensify initiatives towards consumer awareness and financial education. 2. Improve quality and speed of complaint disposal by enhancing CMS capabilities. 3. Undertake annual assessment of banks under the framework for strengthening grievance redress mechanism in banks and review the framework. 4. Further consolidation of regulatory guidelines on consumer protection and customer service. Financial Stability FSDC Subcommittee Meeting. Shri Shaktikanta Das, Governor, Reserve Bank of India, chaired the 28th meeting of the Subcommittee of the Financial Stability and Development Council, FSDC, held on January 13, 2022 in Mumbai in virtual format. The subcommittee reviewed the major developments in the global and domestic economy, as well as in various segments of the financial system, and discussed the assessments of members about the scenario emerging from the third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The FSDC SE also discussed various inter-regulatory issues and matters relating to the use of Aadhaar-based eKYC and Aadhaar-enabled payment system by regulated entities. It reviewed the activities of various technical groups under its purview and the functioning of the state-level coordination committees, SLCCs, in various states and union territories. The members resolved to maintain a close watch on the unfolding developments and act proactively to ensure that financial institutions and financial markets remain resilient amidst the challenges posed by the resurgence of the pandemic. RBI publications, RBI working papers. The Reserve Bank published 5 publications under its working paper series in the month of January 2022. The first working paper, titled Stock Price Reaction on the Announcement of Basel Implementation, Evidence from the Indian Banks, authored by Gaurav Seth, Supriya Katti and B.B. Funny, evaluates the market reaction of different policy decisions taken by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, to bring in major reforms in the Indian banking industry after the financial liberalization to align its domestic regulations with global Basel capital adequacy norms. These announcements are some of the important decisions that have brought in critical changes in the operations of Indian commercial banks. Therefore, it is imperative to understand how the market perceives the implementation of Basel recommendations. The second working paper, titled Taking Cognizance of Households' Inflation Expectations in India, authored by Devendra Pratap Singh, Aditya Mishra and Purnima Shaw, emphasizes the importance of capturing households' inflation expectations. Based on the definition of rational expectations, it studies the characteristics of inflation expectations of households in India vis-a-vis those of households or consumers in developed and emerging economies. The study indicates that properties of inflation expectations in India are similar to those in other countries, especially USA, England, Japan, New Zealand, South Africa, the Czech Republic, the Philippines, and Russia, except for the relatively higher bias in India than most other economies. The third working paper, titled India's External Commercial Borrowings, Determinants and Optimal Hedge Ratio, authored by Ranjeev, examines the determinants of external commercial borrowings, ECBs, raised by firms in India and identifies an optimal hedge ratio for the ECB's portfolio. It finds that depreciation of the Indian rupee has an adverse impact on the issuance of ECBs in the short as well as in the long run. The optimal hedge ratio for the ECB portfolio is estimated at 63% for the periods of high volatility in the forex market. The fourth working paper, titled States' Fiscal Performance and Yield Spreads on Market Borrowings in India, authored by Ramesh Jangili, NRVVMK Rajendra Kumar and Jay Chandar, constructs a composite index of states' fiscal performance and examines if the constructed index can help in explaining the state development loan SDL yield spreads. Key fiscal parameters with deficit, debt, expenditure, quality, revenue mobilization efforts and market liquidity of SDLs are considered for composite index. The inclusion of both fiscal as well as market indicators makes the study unique and broadens the analysis. The fifth working paper, titled Quantifying Survey-Based Qualitative Response on Capacity Utilization and Analysis for India, authored by G.P. Samanta and Sayantika Bhaumik, focuses on examining the efficacy of the survey-based qualitative information on capacity utilization, CU, in tracking or predicting qualitative estimates of CU, which helps to assess economic slack and provides useful info on the overall demand situation, inflationary pressure, and investment conditions prevailing in the economy. RBI Bulletin. The Reserve Bank released its monthly bulletin on January 17, 2022. The bulletin consists of 2 speeches, 4 articles, and current statistics. The 4 articles are 1. The state of the economy. As the world steps into the new year, the path of recovery in India, as in the rest of the global economy, encountered headwinds from a rapid surge in infections due to Omicron. Nonetheless, amidst upbeat consumer and business confidence and an uptick in bank credit, aggregate demand conditions stay resilient, while on the supply front, Rabi sowing has exceeded last year's level and the normal acreage. Manufacturing and several categories of services remain in expansion. More recently, expectations that Omicron may turn out to be more of a flash flood than a wave brighten the near-term prospects. Indian agriculture achievements and challenges. The article highlights significant achievements of the agriculture sector and assesses the new emerging challenges warrant a second green revolution along with the next generation reforms. 3. The impact of COVID-19 pandemic on the consumer confidence in India. Most countries witnessed a gradual uptick in consumer confidence after the major slump encountered when the COVID-19 pandemic first hit their shores, though it is yet to return to the pre-pandemic levels in most countries. This article analyzes the impact of the pandemic on consumer confidence in India as gauged by the Reserve Bank's Consumer Confidence Survey, CCS. 4. Changing dynamics of foreign direct investment in India. Foreign direct investment, FDI, plays a significant role in economic development of any country and supports economic growth by meeting the investment requirements of a capital deficit economy by bridging its saving investment gap. The developed and emerging economies have made significant efforts for augmenting the information base on FDI, where valuation is a critical component. In India, major advancements have been made in this regard with the implementation of the Coordinated Direct Investment Survey of the International Monetary Fund and compilation of Foreign Affiliate Trade Statistics, FATS. Data releases. Important data releases by the Reserve Bank in the month of January 2022 are as follows. 1. Primary Urban Cooperative Banks Outlook 2021. 2. Lending and deposit rates of scheduled commercial banks for the month of January 2022. 3. Sectoral deployment of bank credit December 2021. 4. Data on ECB, FCCB's RDB for December 2021. 5. India's international trade in services for the month of November 2021. And 6. Overseas direct investments for December 2021.